And hello and welcome to the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios here in Atlanta. I'm Mike Salmon, your host, and the name of the show is Open for Business, brought to you by the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. This is their monthly show, and every month on Open for Business, we highlight and celebrate many of the top businesses and community leaders that help shape our county. Joining us on the show today, we've got quite a room full of celebrities, if you will, local business celebrities from Pinnacle Custom Signs. Don and Teresa Conklin have joined us here on the show. Also from Atlanta Comedy Theater, it is Garrett Abdo. And from Tap Out Fitness, we are joined by the owner, Eric Boxer. We're going to start the show with my friends, Don and Teresa Conklin from Pinnacle Custom Signs. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Great to see you guys. Pinnacle Custom Signs, for most business folks in Gwinnett, we've heard of your company. Tell us all about your company, when you got started, and what you offer.
Okay. We are a full-service commercial sign company, family-owned, family-operated. Our two youngest sons work with us on a day-to-day basis, and we provide all types of commercial signs, from as simple as banners and yard signs to the more complex signs, such as indoor signs in a office building, as well as the outside lighted signs, channel letters, and vehicle graphics.
I've heard the story before told by both of you about how you decided to get into the business. I think it's a great story. Why don't you share that story?
Well, we were obviously working in corporate America, and so I've always wanted to be not responsible to anybody. So we kind of looked at it.
Except Teresa, your wife.
Well, who is still the majority owner of Pinnacle Custom Signs. So it kind of works out that way anyhow, because we've been married for 33 years as well. So we looked at different businesses and we looked at signs, and Teresa was like, why signs? And I said, because everybody needs a sign. Even if you're going out of business, you need a going out of business sign. And when people ask me why the sign business, the answer always is, it's the only business Teresa would say yes to. So
there you go. Teresa, when she opened up with the first answer, she talked about some of the different things you do. What are some of the favorite projects that you guys have worked on?
I think one of my biggest favorites is the Big Green Egg monument sign that we did. The funny thing is one of my sons that works with us is a big Green Egg fan. He's an egghead. And when they called, it was like, wow, this is really, really cool. So we let him and Don handle the account. But they were moving their corporate headquarters from Tucker to Norcross?
Doraville.
And so we got the opportunity to help them move their signage, put up some new signs, as well as do the big monument sign out front. So every time we go to the airport, it's really, really kind of fun. Drive down the highway and see that great big old sign there.
There it is. That's our handiwork right there.
It is.
People think of a sign company, Pinnacle Custom Signs, for example, and they might think, okay, basic, a banner or a little sign to throw on a wall. But you guys, and you kind of touched upon it, you do a lot of different things. Let's expand a little bit more on that. What are some ideas that people might not think of that you guys can do?
Well, some of the things we could do are like for trade shows, some of the signage that we see right in here today, like the wall graphic behind you, as well as the retractable banners, we could do those. We do window graphics, which in some cases would be putting what we call perforated vinyl on the windows, where it allows you to pull a full color graphic on the windows, but still allows people to see from the inside out. The car graphics, the wraps, that's some of my favorite stuff as well, because everyone is very, very unique, and it allows a business to brand themselves so that they're recognized when they're on the streets.
Recently, you guys moved. I mean, I know business must be good, because recently, didn't you guys expand and move into some larger space?
Yeah, we moved from our original 2,000 square feet to 9,000 square feet, where we'll wind up owning the building in about 5 years. So it's been really good, and we've actually grown into that building as well. So
congratulations. So. I'm going to grab your coattails.
Well, the other kind of sign that Teresa did not touch on this one is what you call corporate identity signs. You know, when you walk into a lawyer's office, behind it is, you know, Dewey Cheatham and Howe Incorporated and stuff like that. Well, we make those on a regular basis, and we call them lobby signs or corporate identity signs. And each one is unique, because not many companies have more than one of those. So it's almost like a piece of art that we do for them. And it's really a cool concept between materials and layout and things like that. And we can make that all in-house. So it's not like we have to outsource and get that stuff. We can make it right in our tables, right in our place. So it's really fun to be able to take someone's logo, who they worked, probably are very proud of their logo, and let them see it in signage right there in their lobby.
We're talking with Don and Teresa Conklin with Pinnacle Custom Signs. And by the way, I've used Dewey, Cheatham & Howe many, many times. You talked about your children. Talk about the culture that you have there at Pinnacle Custom Signs. It's very unique.
It is, because we try to foster a family environment. Not only do we have our two sons, we have several other employees that we absolutely love working with.
You don't make them feel like black sheep or anything like that?
No, we try extra hard not to.
Okay.
And sometimes that annoys our sons a little bit, but it is what it is. But that everyone is, you know, well aware that they're part of the succession plan for us, that when we're ready to retire and go sit on a beach somewhere in 10 years, they're the ones that we hope to be running the business. So they're learning it from the ground up.
Don cringed when you said 10 years. I think Don thinking more like 2 or 3 years, right, before you're on the beach.
Actually, it's interesting. You know, when you're in corporate America, you say, I'll have enough money to retire when I'm 58 or 59. But running our own business, my financial planner asked me the other day, so what's your retirement date? And I'm like, I'm having too much fun right now to even think about retirement. Maybe it's 10 years, maybe it's 8 years, maybe it's 15 years. Who knows, right? But, you know, to kind of piggyback on what Teresa was saying, we have 9 employees now. Actually, we have 10, including the shop dog.
Okay.
So he's on the website too. But 4 of the 9 are named Conklin. Right. So it's really interesting when you bring an individual and grow that organization, because we started with 2 people, how they culturally fit. And you wouldn't think that with 9 people, a cultural fit is an issue. But it really is, because people got to have the same work ethic that you have and have the same sense. We set ourselves apart in the sign industry by providing excellent customer service. And what that means is that whatever it takes to please the customer, we'll do. And that's, you know, that sounds like blocking and tackling and just, you know, good common sense in business. But it's not true in the sign industry. On some of the established and well-run sign companies like us, like Signorama Buford, who are good friends of mine, that's always prevalent. But on the smaller sign companies, you don't see the follow-up and the follow-through from that standpoint. So we want to make sure people know to go the extra mile for our customers when they're on site, when they're doing installations, when they're doing design, that they're doing all that stuff. So we've actually stolen from the CEO of Zappos. Zappos is a shoe company, and they have 5 principles, right? And the first one is treat everybody like family. Second one is hire for cultural fit. Third one is share everything. And that we post our sales numbers and everything on the walls and things like that. I forget what the 4th one is. You want to help me?
I don't remember.
The 5th one though is have fun. And really, it is creating that cultural environment there. We have cookouts on the Big Green Egg that we got from the Big Green Egg on Fridays when we've done a good job and things like that. But it's creating a fun environment, but also creating a serious environment that we are providing excellent customer service and excellent signage to the Gwinnett, Atlanta, Georgia, United States. And we've actually shipped signs overseas. So we do it worldwide.
So you're an international company now.
We are.
Woohoo!
You're in a very competitive business. So you have to. It's almost required to go that extra mile, because you are. There are so many sign companies out there right now, and so you've got to separate yourselves.
Well, one of the things we had in mind when we did start was to make sure we did focus on customer service. Even though we were in corporate America, and we really didn't touch customers per se in our corporate jobs, we learned how to do customer service internally. And so we both brought that focus to our company when we opened it, and make sure that that's part of the culture that we want to instill in our employees.
We're talking with Don Conklin, Teresa Conklin with Pinnacle Custom Signs. So you've talked about your growth. Life is good right now. What's next? What's coming up around the turn?
Well, interestingly enough,
before you go to the beach, because, that is.
We don't know what's next. No, it's interesting that there are so many different directions you can go with a sign company, that it really depends on what our customers are desiring, right? So we've grown in size, in employees, and in capabilities. So we've gone from a basic printer and laminator and cutter. We've added routing capabilities. And this summer, I finally convinced Teresa after 4 years that I can get my new toy, which is a bucket truck that goes 42 feet in the air. It's so much fun to have something like that. But all of these decisions, though, are made based upon what are our customers looking for right now? We're having a lot more outdoor signs that we really need to go ahead and be able to hang ourselves, right? The next couple of things that we're looking at, when we bought the 9,000 square foot building, it was the footprint for the future. When Teresa posted on Facebook, it was, this is our forever home. We won't need to move anywhere else. And we do have the footprint for two large pieces of equipment. If I can afford to get them, that's one of the things when we can afford to get them.
Well, as well as if we have the need for them.
Right. And one would be a flatbed printer, which rolls sheets and sheets of materials through on a very high-speed basis. Mm-hmm. And the other one is a large-scale routing machine, 5x10 routing machine that routes things like subdivision signs and things like that. Right now, we get subdivision signs from a subcontractor we use. Maybe we'll bring that in-house. And we're always looking for good people. And when we're going to hire good people, and when we hire them, then the sales team, which is me and my son, have to go out and sell more to afford the good people that we hire. So,
speaking of good people, Don and Teresa Conklin are with us with Pinnacle Custom Signs. Obviously, this is open for business. This is the Gwinnett Chamber's monthly radio show on Business Radio X. Talk about your membership with the Gwinnett Chamber and how that's worked out for you.
We joined the chamber right after we came into business. And, you know, it was interesting because we're in Buford, Georgia, but we are right over the Hall County line. It's kind of an interesting thing. So I was wondering, should we join the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, talk to a lot of the people on the staff, and we joined. And so in our first couple of years, we were doing the Gwinnett working, morning sessions, networking, and getting to know a lot of people in the chamber and exploring our business and things like that. And we've really been successful with the chamber and doing the chamber events. However, now we're actually moving up, what I would say, up the food chain. We are now dealing with a lot of corporations. So like NCR is our client, C2 Education is our client, Georgia State University is our client. We're actually at Phillips Arena today. Actually, five of our guys are at Phillips Arena today doing the wrapping of an entire concourse at Phillips Arena.
Wow.
So we're working at a more corporate level. So this week recently we joined the Chairman's Club at the Gwinnett Chamber. We're looking forward to working in the Chairman's Club, and we have orientation on the 4th of November. And so we had a long conversation with Megan Lesko over at the Chamber, and we decided to join. It's a large investment, but we believe it's going to be worth it on a going-forward basis.
That's great. Well, congratulations on everything going on with Pinnacle Custom Signs. For those out there that would like to look into your services, maybe see some of the work you've done and may have a need for your services and products, where can they go to find all this good information?
Okay, we have several places they could do that. We're on the web at www.pinnaclecustomsigns.com. You can call our office. The phone number is 678-714-8700. And we also have pages on most of the major social media channels like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, as well as LinkedIn.
And I assume you welcome folks to come to the showroom or come to your offices to take a look at what you have?
Absolutely.
Because you have a lot of examples there.
Right, right. A lot of times people, they think of us for one certain type of sign.
Right.
And yet when they walk into our showroom, they see different other examples of something they may need. And they're like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. Can you help me with this need? I had an example of that yesterday where somebody was waiting on my son, Steven, and I sat down and talked with him, and he wound up looking at a whole bunch of trade show information.
I assume when they get to your location, there's a sign that indicates that it's Pinnacle Custom Signs that I identified your building.
Well, a business with no sign is a sign of no business, Mike, as you well know. So, yes, we have a sign.
Say that again?
I said a business with no sign is a sign of no business.
Oh, I can write that down. Very good. I like that.
And we are located in Buford, 5170 Bellwood Court in Buford, Georgia. It's in the Bristol Industrial Complex back there. We're not a storefront. We're more in the commercial area. So we welcome anybody to stop by and say hello to us.
Great. Don, Teresa, thank you so much for joining us here on the program.
Thank you for having us.
All right, Don and Teresa Conklin from Pinnacle Custom Signs.